stand up and begin to remember. And when we remember the mighty acts of God upon the generations. And we start finding the sounds and the tones and the timbres of the ancient tones of those sounds. And you bring them into to modern culture. I don't care how crazy the dressing room is and how busy it is. When you hear that song, that old song, The New Way, and that old anointing coming back to a generation, it's going to paralyze commerce and the busyness and the craziness of the media explosion we're living in. You watch now. There's going to be those that will rise up with the sound. Sound that can be found in the presence of God is what we're talking about. That's why it's important for all of you innovative thinkers and inventors and stuff to start finding those sounds and tones and frequencies. And quit limiting yourself to whatever is trendy. Quit limiting ourselves to the instruments that everything's distortioned. You know, everything's distortion today. Am I just an old guy griping about something? No. I just want to hear you. It's not all just about power chords. It's about power living and the purity of tones that speak in the midst of a wall of distortion. It's not about just the musical trends. It's not about musical formulas. Any questions about any of this stuff? Let me tell you, William Augustus, Duke of Cumberland, I'll finish that up with you. How are we doing time-wise? We got a half an hour? Awesome. All right, okay. William Augustus, Duke of Cumberland. 1750, a guy named Thomas Walker, commissioned by the Virginia government to come in on exploration. Remember 1750? 5 years after William Augustus, Duke of Cumberland, slaughtered the British, and in Ireland to this day, and in Scotland, they have a flower called, in England they have a flower called what? The Sweet William. It's about him. And in Ireland they have a flower, it's called the Stinking Billy. Same guy. little tension there, shall we say. But anyway, William Augustus, Duke of Cumberland. Here comes Thomas Walker on an expedition. Comes through and comes down that mountain range, down the ridge, and he finds a gap where you can pass through. And on this exploration, and by the way, they moved, come in the first time into this territory called Kentuck. And Kentuck, nobody lived there. Not even Indians lived there because it was the land of plenty. It was the happy hunting ground. Resources, the Rehoboth for all. And Dragon Canoe had always declared if anyone ever tries to live on the land and take advantage of the land, that it'll be a dark and bloody ground from that day forth. And so they say he cursed it. No, he made a proclamation and people violated it. Because when the violators came through, first thing they did is they said, well, here's this beautiful river and this mountain range and all this. What are we going to call this? I know, we'll call it the Cumberland Mountains and the Cumberland River and the Cumberland this. And what he did is he named it after something that would bring the reminder and the remembrance of all the hurt and the violation and the loss to former generations. So he created an environment monikered by loss and depression and despair and isolation and all that. So when these Scots-Irish people move into the Cumberland Range, into the Cumberland Mountains, they're constantly reminded of the loss of yesterday, and their music starts to carry always the loss and the loneliness and the hurt. And so once the sound comes out on radio, that's our song. It's the loss. It's the cold sound of what humanity has done to us. And that is what began to define country music. And that was during the day that they started what was called the tragedy songs. Everything was tragic. And then later it began to redefine itself again. About 45, when Bill Monroe steps on the stage, here comes bluegrass music is what it's called. Bluegrass music is a cross-pollinization of Irish music, Scottish music, and African-American music. Because Bill Monroe was taught how to play by an old man named Arnold Schultz, an old black blues player. So you take blues and marry it to the Irish sound, and you have bluegrass. Just a few years after that, 3-4 years after that, music defined itself again. When onto the stage of the Grand Ole Opry stepped a Welshman named Hank Williams in the late 40s. Hank Williams did something incredible.